Radio.
It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, it's time for Swap Shop. You know that show where we give away... Oh, wait a minute. What happened here? That's not right. Well, I just turned that one off. I thought I had hit the right buttons. Apparently, I did not hit the right buttons. And we're going to have to go ahead and see what I did here. Okay. Oh, no. Hit the wrong button again. Okay, we're just going to go back and do that. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop, and we're... yes, what are we doing here? if you remember Swap Shop, and as we all do, we will... take phone calls from people. Our phone number is 740-383-9944. We'll take phone calls from you, and you can sell anything that is, you know, that you own, except we can't sell things like automobiles and guns and houses and that type of thing. Anything that you have to have a legal registration of, we can't sell that. We can only sell things that, you know, like your fan that you have, the fan that keeps you nice and cool during this hot weather. Or let's say you want to sell your trash barrel. We can sell that for you too. What you do is you call in to 740-383-9944. You tell us what you have to sell. You give us your phone number, and then people will give you a call and say, hey, I'd like to buy that from you. Then you'll give them your address and tell them how you want to do it. Some people will, you know, you'll put it out on your porch and ask them to leave an envelope with the money in it, and that way you avoid coming face-to-face with people. Or so other people are not worried about it at all, just call each other up and figure out how to do it. We also take information about people who are going to have events, you know, for their nonprofit organizations, like their churches or their... American Legion, or, you know, that's type of thing, and we'll be more than happy to take those events, and you can call those in too, 740-383-9944, or you can send them to us, you can mail them to us, or drop them off at the station. Now, probably it's a little easier to mail them to us, because our station is not always open, so if you're going to stop by the station, know what times we're open. I think we're usually open. I think we're going to be try to do like at 5 or 6 o'clock, something like that. We're going to try to do that for prize pickup. Now, we haven't gotten into that exactly yet, but I think that's what we're going to do. But you can mail it to us, and the address, if you have an event that's going on that you want to mention, or even if you have an item that you're trying to sell but you're afraid to get on the air. I know some people don't like to do that. Send it to, are you ready? You got your pencil ready? WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. Okay, I'll give that to you again. You ready? I know I said a little fast. WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. And we'll get it, and we'll read it on the air. And since I was talking about that, we have several this week that have been sent to us. There's a free neighborhood supper. It's a drive-through dinner now, and it's going to be on Tuesday, that's February 22nd, between 4:30 and 6 p.m., and it's going to be at St. Paul's Lutheran Church. That's at 135 West Main Street, down in Waldo, and the menu is baked spaghetti, garlic bread, coleslaw, applesauce, cake, and bottled water. Now, that sounds exactly like my dinner from two nights ago. Exactly. Including the applesauce. Baked spaghetti, garlic bread, coleslaw, applesauce, cake, and bottled water. Now, I didn't have cake. I had chocolate chip cookies. But that's going to be at St. Paul's Lutheran Church down at 135 West Main Street in Waldo, Ohio. A drive-through free neighborhood supper. Pull up to the door facing the parking lot, and the meal will be delivered to your car, and everyone is welcome. It's not one of those things that you have to call ahead. Everyone is welcome, okay? Ridgedale Lions Club, by the way, is having their 19th annual Daytona 500 dinner and auction. That's going to be on Saturday, February 19th. That's this Saturday. The doors are going to open at 4 p.m., dinner at 5 p.m., and the auction follows the dinner. That's at the IGF Sale Pavilion, which is at 2730 Harding Highway West. That's State Route 30 West. It's out there by Big Island, okay? And it's considered Marion, Ohio, but that's out by Big Island, okay? Your tickets will be $15. You can go and enjoy the fun and the auction, and a half-chicken dinner will be provided for that $15. Not a bad deal. And you can buy at the auction items, and which will all support the Ridgedale Lions Club. Okay, tickets are available by calling Ridgedale Lions Club members. Are you ready? Here's a number to get those tickets: 740-465-8001. That's 740-465-8001 or 740-244-6258. 740-244-6258. And there are a limited number of tickets available, so you better call them quickly, because that's going to be this Saturday, okay? And let's see, what does it say here at the bottom? Live auction of a quarter-scale NASCAR collector's die-cast cars. That sounds like fun. I love those cars. All right, the 74th, boy, dyslexia grabbed me real hard that time. The 47th annual Harding Day Dinner will be held coming up on, let's see, what does it say? Thursday, March 10th, 2022. And all occasions banquet facility. You know where that is. That's out at 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road. That's in Waldo, considered Waldo down there. And 6 p.m., hot hors d'oeuvres are served, wine and beer. And let's see, advanced dinner reservations are required, $40 per person. And it's due by February 25th, so you better get that in pretty quickly. Final RSVPs will be accepted until Wednesday, March 2nd. So if you find out you can't do it, you can call back and do that. Let's see. Reserve a group of eight for $320. Make the checks payable to Marion County Republican Party, 146 East Center Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let's see what else we have here. Secretary of State Frank LaRosa will be the guest keynote speaker. Could be interesting. All right. Marion County Park Department District is Marion County, you know, the naturalist, James Anderson, is my guest every month. And they have things going on out at the Tall Grass Trail. Today, starting at 5:30, owl prowl on the trail. 5:30, you're going to go out and you're going to look for owls. That's kind of fun. Oh, by the way, let me finish this, and then I'll tell you what I did this week. And if James is listening, he's going to have to explain to me why it happened, okay? Today at 5:30, the owl prowl on the trail is going to be held out at the Tall Grass Trail. You can stop out at the trailhead area there where the little house is and find out a lot more about owls. Now, on the 21st, which is Monday, President's Day, starting at 8 a.m., that's in the morning, morning bird watch will go on, and that will also be at the trailhead thing. Hey, James, if you're listening, last night, now I told you the story about my doggie and I were walking one evening, a skunk ran out of our neighbor across the street, out from under his truck and down his driveway, and then it turned around and ran back up under his truck. And meanwhile, we're walking and getting closer and closer, and then it ran back out again and kind of stopped and looked at us and kept going. But we were no more than 10 feet away from him at that point. And he took off. Now, I've already told James about that little story. The backup to that story is last night, my doggie and I went out, or 2 nights ago, my doggie and I went out. I'm starting to walk south on my street, and all of a sudden, my dog yanked on the chain back behind me, and I turned around, and that same skunk, I'm assuming, was all puffed out and standing up on his haunches, and my dog was no more than 6 feet away from him, and he kind of scared both of us. My dog wanted to fight the skunk, and the skunk wanted to fight my dog, but I didn't want to have to clean my dog after getting sprayed on, so I yanked him away, and fortunately, he didn't get sprayed on. What's going on with our skunks? Maybe it's time for skunks to go out and be little boy and little girl skunks. I don't know. I'm going to have to ask James next week when he's on the air with me. All right. Continuing on with some of the things that have been sent in to the radio station for Swap Shop. Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117, is going to provide a breakfast on the last Saturday of the month, this month. It'll be at 7:30 to 8:30. Go down if you want to get some breakfast. It doesn't say what the price is. I'm not sure whether it doesn't say it's free either. So take a $10 bill with you just in case. It'll be at the I'm pretty sure they charge for it. Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 7201. That's at 1614 Marion Marysville Road, down there by where the helicopter is, I believe. And it's open to the public. All right, now Adam H is going to have a Narcan training session, free Narcan training session. You know, Narcan, that's that thing you spray in your nose that can save your life if you've overdosed from some sort of drug. Anyway, they're going to have a training session about that on Tuesday, which is this coming Tuesday, February 22nd, at 6 p.m. at McKinley Elementary School. That's at 925 Chatfield Road here in Marion. You'll be able to take home a free Narcan kit So maybe you can save somebody's life. That would be a very worthwhile thing to do. What do you say? All right, those are the things that have been sent into Swap Shop or given to us. And we always read those. We had a lot of them today, didn't we? Wow. Okay, you can do the same. Just send your information or stop by the radio station. Send it to 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Make sure you list it WWGH on the front of it as well. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop, and I'm having a very good day talking about president stuff, right? Don't forget, if you want to call us and sell something, or even if you're looking for something, if you're looking for an item, and I understand it's nasty weather. Oh, by the way, it's 52 degrees outside right now. I understand that we get pretty slow during the winter months. Pretty slow is an understatement. But if you are interested in looking for something or wanting to sell something or wanting to announce some sort of event like the things I just read off to you, give us a call, 740-383-9944. All right, let's get back to President's Day. I guess you could call it trivia. It's just information about presidents. Which president introduced the Social Security program? Now, a lot of people, you know, say that's socialism, and it is. Some people, I know that my grandfather and grandmother absolutely hated FDR. Absolutely hated him. I don't know why. And I was too young to ask. But my grandfather was I think he was the very first, what do they call the doctors that are in charge of declaring people dead in states, cities. Anyway, he was that in Marion County, Indiana, which is Indianapolis. And he, for some reason, he was really against the social programs that Franklin Delano Roosevelt had given us. So maybe I can go back in time and talk to Grandpa Coble. Explain to him why I like a lot of these programs that we now have because of FDR. All right. Anyway, it was FDR introduced the Social Security program, that was where that started. Okay, which president's appeal was attributed to both his military record and his ownership of 100 slaves? Now, I don't understand why this would appeal to people, but apparently it did. The appeal was attributed to both his military record and his ownership of 100 slaves. Zachary Taylor. By all accounts, he was kind of a tough guy. But anyway, that led to his appeal, apparently. Not sure I would have liked the guy, but he was one of our presidents. Which president was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross for bravery in action in World War II? The Distinguished Flying Cross, that's pretty high up. That's about almost as high as you can get as far as awards. And one of our presidents received that. Now, obviously, it would be somebody that came probably after World War II, or, you know, near that time. Giving you a little hint, it wasn't near that time. It was George H.W. Bush. I didn't know he had won the Distinguished Flying Cross for bravery. My wife asked me a few years back, did you ever win any medals while you were in the Army? Yeah, I won the the one that everybody is given, the little red little red ribbon. And I won one other award that was given to the Army Field Band. Those were the only two. And neither one of them meant much. You know, they were kind of things that were given to everybody. I wish I could remember what that little red one was. Anyway. I wasn't a hero, obviously. The worst encounter I ever had. Well, I had two kind of rough encounters. One was down in Caracas, Nicaragua, I believe. Oh no, it was in Quito, Ecuador, where somebody threw something up on the stage, which people were afraid was a bomb, so we had to clear the stage. I happened to be out in the crowd at the time. I was running the sound equipment at the time, and it was kind of nerve-wracking to be standing out amongst about 20,000 people in the middle of them and have somebody throw something on the stage. Now, I preferred to be out in the crowd than on that stage if it was a bomb, but it was not, so it was okay. And then the other time that we ran into conflict was when I marched in the inaugural parade for Nixon, and people threw stones at us, and they didn't like that we were in Vietnam. I didn't like it either, but I was doing my duty, right? All right. Let's see. Which president got stuck in a bathtub? Now, I've heard this before, and I'm not sure how you get stuck in a bathtub. If you can get in and you got the soap, couldn't you soap yourself enough that you'd, and maybe that's how he got out. But William Howard Taft, a large man, got stuck in a bathtub. Now, I think bathtubs probably were a little tighter than they are now. I can't imagine getting stuck in my bathtub, no matter how big I got. But kind of interesting that William Howard Taft got stuck in his bathtub. That would be embarrassing, hollering for somebody to help you get out of the bathtub because you're stuck. I once helped a gentleman out of a bathtub because he had fallen. And I know it was embarrassing for him and me. I was glad I was able to help him out. But anyway, William Howard Taft got stuck in his bathtub. I wonder if that was in the White House. We'll have to ask Fred Malone when he gets on with us talking about the interesting things that have happened to the White House, if he knows how he got stuck, who helped him get out, and why he got stuck. Well, I'm sure he got stuck because he was a little large. All right. Germany declared war on France just 1 week before which president planned to celebrate his 40th birthday in London? Germany declared war on France just 1 week before this president planned to celebrate his 40th birthday in London. He was a pretty young, I didn't realize how young this gentleman was. That was Herbert Hoover. Was about ready to celebrate his 40th birthday in London when Germany declared war on France. Interesting. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop. If you have anything that you'd like to get rid of, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Let me read off the things that have been sent in to us, the events. There's a free neighborhood supper. Drive-through supper, dinner, I'm not sure what you call it, dinner or supper. It's going to happen on this coming Tuesday, February 22nd, between 4:30 and 6 p.m. It's a drive-through thing, so you pull up. They tell you to go to the door facing the parking lot, and the meal will be delivered to your car. Now, that's at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Waldo at 135 West Main Street down there in Waldo. And it's this coming Tuesday, 4:30 to 6. The menu is baked spaghetti, garlic bread, coleslaw, applesauce, cake, and bottled water. So everybody's welcome. It's not just for one group. Everybody's welcome. The Ridgedale Lions Club They're having their 19th annual Daytona 500 dinner and auction this Saturday. That's the 19th. The doors are going to open between at 4 o'clock and dinner at 5, and then the auction will follow the dinner. It's going to take place at the IGF Sail Pavilion down there on State Route 309 West near Big Island. It's the address is 2730 Harding Highway West here in Marion, or down by Big Island, but it's a Marion address. $15 tickets. They're going to provide a half chicken dinner with all the sides prepared by country caterers. You can buy auction items to help support the Ridgedale Lions Club. And you can get tickets from Ridgedale Lions Club members. I got two phone numbers, so get your pencil ready if you want to call to find out about these. 740-465-8001. 740-465-8001. Or you can call 740-244-6258. 740-244-6258. And there are only a limited number of tickets, and that's going to be this Saturday, so you better call right away. Make sure there's still some tickets available. All right, the 74th annual Hard... Oh, gee, I did it again. 47th annual Harding Day Dinner will be March 10th. Oh, we got a phone call. Let's go back to the phones.
Phone number.
Hi, you're on the air. Can I help you? Hello, you're on the air. Oh, I must have lost him. Sorry about that. Here we call. They called back. Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hello. You're on the air. Okay. For some reason or other, we're not picking the person up. All right. We're gonna try. Maybe a call back. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Glenn, President Taft, he weighed 300 pounds.
He did weigh 300 pounds? Wow. He was a big boy.
Well, yeah.
I'm getting there. Kind
of the reason he might have got stuck.
Yeah. do you have your phone or your radio on in the background? Hello? Yep. We lost him again. All right. He weighed 300 pounds. That's a lot of weight. That's a lot of weight. Anyway, we were talking about the 47th annual Harding Day dinner. It's going to be on March 10th, Thursday, at All Occasions Banquet Facility. That's at 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road in Waldo. Advance tickets are $40 per person. Your money's due by February 25th, so you got to get on the move. Make your checks payable to Marion County Republican Party. Let's see what else it tells us here. I think that just about covers it. Okay. Also, the Marion County, Park District is having a Owl Prowl on the Trail starting at 5:30 tonight. That will be out at the trailhead out in at the Tallgrass Trail. I hope you can hear me. The sounds is not coming across very well. Okay, maybe I need to talk better, or maybe I need to wiggle this wire a little bit more. I hope you can hear me. Anyway, I'll talk a little louder in case you can't. On the 21st, the morning bird watching will be out at the Tallgrass Trail, and head out that way at 8 a.m. on the 21st. All right. The Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117, is having a breakfast on the last Saturday of this month from 7:30 to 10:30. Go out to the VFW Post 7201 That's at 1614 Marion Marysville Road, and it's open to the public, so everybody's invited. Adam H., by the way, is having a free Narcan training on Tuesday, February 22nd at 6 p.m. That's going to be at McKinley Elementary School at 925 Chatfield Road in Marion. And they're going to give you a free Narcan kit. And the nice thing about that is you might be able to save somebody's life. Now, Narcan is that spray thing that you spray in your nose, spray in the nose of a person who's overdosed from different drugs. And it would be wonderful if you could save somebody's life just because you took the training, right? All right. It's 12:43, 12:44, and you're listening to WWGH, and we're giving you some information about the about the presidents. Since President's Day is Monday, let's see, where are we on my long list of things? Which president founded the University of Virginia? Thomas Jefferson. Yep, he was the guy that started the University of Virginia, UVA. Oh, hi, everybody. Somebody just drove by and honked. We love it when people drive by and honk. I'm not real thrilled about fire engines going by. You can't hear anything over the fire engines, but they're going to do their job, too. All right. Which president has a middle initial that literally stands for nothing? My sister's name was Marietta Coble, and I used to ask my mom, what's her middle name? She had no middle name. This person has no middle name. which president has a middle initial that literally stands for nothing? Harry S. Truman. Oh, my. It's kind of interesting. Now, it doesn't really explain what that means, whether it really stands for nothing or the S stands for a word that means nothing. I'm not sure which. All right, my stupid screen on my computer here is bouncing all around. Tends to throw me off a touch. Let's see, 300-pounder, William Howard Taft. Hey, thanks for calling in on that, Mr. Jolliffe. I didn't know that. Which president ended the draft? I remember it because I had just gone for my draft physical. President Richard Nixon. Yeah, I was at my draft physical in Chicago just about that time. Now, I think it went on a couple months longer, maybe a few months longer, but he ended the draft. I knew my number. Everybody knew their number when they went to that. But while I was there getting my draft physical, I stepped out of the place where I was getting my physical, where I got my physical, and I was getting ready to walk home, and I saw a sign that said, join us in Grant Park for a parade to end Vietnam. And so I went there, and 15,000 of my closest friends were there, along with about 15,000 police officers. It was a messy day. It was a bad day. Not a good day, and fortunately I got out of there before the night fell, because at night there were a lot of heads being cracked. All right. Which president? Oh, I already did that one. Who was the first vice president? I'm not sure if I haven't done this one. Who was the first vice president to succeed the presidency upon the death of their predecessor, John Tyler? I think I read that one earlier, too. All right. Who was the first president to be born in the United States? Kind of interesting to think that all the presidents before this one were not born in the United States. Now, it seems logical you'd be born in the United States if you're the U.S. president. But stop and think about it. Most of them came over from Europe around this time. Martin Van Buren was the very first president who was born in the United States. Now, anymore, you have to be. There's a law about it. That was what all the BS about Obama was about. Was he really born in the United States? Well, he was born in Hawaii. And there are still people that are trying to say that his birth certificate was not legitimate or something. To that, I say BS. Who was the first president to campaign by telephone? That's interesting. The first president to campaign by telephone was William McKinley. I don't have the dates of William McKinley, and I'm not one of those people like Dr. Feynman. I just don't know those things. Now, we had an interesting talk yesterday. How he has a really good memory. He doesn't talk from notes when we're talking on the phone. He knows all that stuff that he's telling me. I'm duly impressed with anybody that can remember all those facts and things. I've never been able to know that. That's why my acting career faded after about 2 years. I couldn't even remember my lines, let alone when some president ran as president. All right. Which president considered becoming a professional saxophone player before turning to politics? Now, this is kind of cool, and I've heard him play his saxophone. He's not bad, but I think he did a lot better by going for president. I know how tough it is to be a professional musician. When I was... I sang and played in the United States Army Field Band, and I also played with the Overland Singers, which was a folk trio. It is not easy being a professional musician. If I had been a little better, maybe our folk trio would have lasted longer. We lasted 9 years, I think it was, but cut a couple albums, but... it's a tough business. You have to be, and especially now. Back in those days, you could be moderately good. Now you have to be extremely good. But they do have equipment now that if you sing off pitch slightly, they can adjust your pitch. And there's a name for it, and I can't remember it. But that would have been nice. Now, I had really good pitch. That's about all I could add to our folk trio. I had an unmemorable voice. but I sang with two people, one of which was a member of Phantom of the Opera touring group, so you can tell how good his voice was. And the other one, that was Bob. And Joe sang with all sorts of people, names you Hoyt Axton, and he sang with lots of people their names you'd know. Those two had terrific voices. I did not. I was one of those kind of people that blended those two voices pretty well, and I had good pitch. So that's what I added to the trio. That, and I had a string bass, and not too many people knew how to play a string bass at that time. I think that's probably the reason why I got in the band. I also played in a jazz quartet because I played string bass. If I had not played string bass, I don't think they would have taken me in that jazz quartet. Oh, well. We were pretty good, too. Floyd Johnson Jazz Quartet. Floyd Johnson, if he's still alive, I'd love to hear him. He was an absolutely fantastic pianist by ear. He didn't read music. He played everything by ear, and he was flawless. My favorite song that we used to do was Satin Doll. Da-da-da-da-bum, da-da-da-da. You know that one? That was my favorite, and it was really easy for the bass player to play it. It was a very simple, well, quite frankly, jazz bass isn't that, well, no bass is that difficult. You just have to know where to put your fingers. all right, anyway. Which president was injured in the Revolutionary War? Interesting question. Which president was injured in the Revolutionary War? Not the Civil War, the Revolutionary War. So this was earlier. All right, do you think you have the answer? Well, the answer is James Monroe. James Monroe was the very first, was the only president injured in the Revolutionary War. Which president oversaw the move of the United States Embassy in Israel to Tel Aviv, to Jerusalem? Now, this is fairly current. You should remember this. It raised a lot of eyebrows, right? The president who oversaw the move of the United States Embassy in Israel to from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem was Donald Trump. That was, probably 3 years ago? Something like that. Anyway, all right, you're listening to Swap Shop. Let me give you those events that are going on one last time, and then I've got one or two more questions I can ask, and then we'll be out of here. It feels kind of like spring might be around the corner, but who knows? We'll probably get -2 degrees here in a week. I'm not saying that. Yeah, listen to Adam. Adam will tell you. Our weather guy knows what's going to go on. All right. Anyway, there's a free neighborhood supper, a drive-through supper, Tuesday, February 22nd, from 4:30 to 6 o'clock p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church at 135 West Main Street down in Waldo, Ohio. They're going to have a baked spaghetti, garlic bread, coleslaw, applesauce, cake, bottled water dinner down there. And pull up to the door facing the parking lot, and the meal will be delivered to your car, and everyone is welcome. All right. There's the Ridgedale Lions Club 19th Annual Daytona 500 Dinner and Auction. That's going to be this Saturday, so that's right around the corner. Doors will open at 4 p.m. The dinner's at 5 p.m., and the auction will follow the dinner. It's going to be at the IGF Sale Pavilion, which is at 2730 Harding Highway West. That's 309 West in Marion. Buy a ticket for $15, and you'll get a half chicken dinner. A half chicken dinner prepared by county caterers. And you can buy tickets or auction items to support the Ridgedale Lion Club. If you want to get some tickets, here's two phone numbers. I'll do them fast, so have your pencil ready. These two phone numbers you can call and get. They have a limited number of tickets, so I hope they still have some. But you can get a ticket. 740-465-8001 or 740-244-6258. Okay? The 47th, I got it right, the 47th Annual Harding Day Dinner will go on March 10th, it'll be at All Occasions Banquet Facility, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road in Waldo, 6 p.m., hot hors d'oeuvres and wine and beer are served. The advanced dinner tickets will be $40 per person, and that's due on the 25th. Make your checks payable to Marion County Republican Party. Electronic payment option will be available. The keynote speaker will be Secretary of State Frank LaRosa. All right, Marion County, Tallgrass Trail, tonight at 5:30, they're going to have Owl Prowl on the Trail. And that'll be starting out at the trailhead. You know, that's right at the beginning of the trail out there at Tallgrass Trail. And then on the 21st, which is President's Day, Monday, at 8 a.m. So you got to get up early. Morning bird watching will be out there at the Tallgrass Trail trailhead as well. Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117, will have a breakfast available last Saturday of the month, 7:30 to 8:30. That's out at VFW Post 7201, which is at 1614 Marion Marysville Road, and that's open to the general public. There's going to be a free Narcan training, which includes a Narcan kit. So you can save someone's life with that. That'll be on Tuesday, February 22nd at 6 p.m. out at McKinley Elementary School, 925 Chatfield Road here in Marion. All right, those are the items that were sent in to us. You can send items in as well just by sending them to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion, Ohio, 43302. Okay, got two last questions, then we're going to get out of here, all right? Which president worked as a model for Cosmopolitan magazine in the 1940s? Gerald Ford. Isn't that interesting? And the term OK is derived from which president's name? Martin Van Buren, who is known as Old Kinderhook. All right, we're just about out of here, and thanks for listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble here on WWGH. We're going to be heading out of here, and I hope you have a good week. Try not to slip and fall like I did last night on this icy stuff that the rain creates, and be good to your neighbors, be good to your puppies, be good to all your little animals around you, including that little skunk that tried to attack us. All right. I'm Glenn Coble, and I'm going to get out of here, and I hope you have a wonderful day here on WWGH.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. From Legend